The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Amy Haddad was a faculty member at Creighton University and a department chair, and she'd take time to write. And working a full-time job and writing poetry becomes a very difficult situation, so she retired and became a poet full-time. She's got a new chapbook coming out. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me on your program.
What did you do at Creighton University while you were trying to write poetry?
Well, I was a faculty member in the School of Pharmacy and Health Professions for many, many years, and then I became director of the Center for Health Policy and Ethics for about 10 years. But always on the side, I would go to a poetry workshop maybe for a weekend or a week somewhere and, you know, work on some pieces that I had. But then I'd go back to my regular job, which kind of uses a different part of my brain, you know, the more linear left side, because I worked in ethics and healthcare, and so it was that kind of work. But I think also that that work informed a lot of my creative writing and poetry. And then, like you said, I finally just decided if I'm going to do this seriously, I really want to learn more about the craft. So I enrolled in an MFA program at Queen's University in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was a low residency program, so it allowed me to stay in Omaha, live in Omaha, and then just go there periodically and then work online in the program.
You have written a chapbook of poetry called The Geography of Kitchens. First of all, can you explain for us, what is a chapbook?
A chapbook is a shorter collection of poetry than a full collection. So a chapbook might be 25 or so pages, and a full collection could be between 70 and 100 pages. It's a way to get work out into the readership. And going forward, you could maybe take some of the poems from your chapbook and have them in a collection. So this is my first foray into publication. You usually start with a chapbook.
How did you thematically put this together?
You know, that's a really good question about poetry in general. If you look at collections of poetry, let's say in the 1950s, 60s, they really are just arranged in the book kind of, you know, maybe in the order that the author wrote them. There's not really any thematic quality, but more contemporary collections and chapbooks, there are themes that run through almost like a work of fiction where there's a story and how the poems speak to each other. So the one that started all of this was thinking about when we moved to a new house, how unsettling it is to be in a new kitchen because where everything is different. Even if you set it up, you know, generally like your old kitchen, it's not the same thing and you have to relearn the space. And I started to think about all the kitchens that I've been in throughout my life. And I don't think that women are the only ones that spend time in the kitchen, but my experience growing up was that was pretty much where the women hung out, especially like on holidays like Thanksgiving. And the men went other places. And so I thought about what kind of imprint that leaves on us in our lives about our families and where work is done and where we talk with each other and then what the space is like. And so that started this whole trajectory. I started to think about other things that had influenced me in my growing up that maybe I hadn't realized before. And the kitchen was the heart of it. And then we moved out into other places like the yard and the garden. And I was fascinated that my grandmother had a garden because we didn't have one. And that was the closest I'd ever gotten to see where food came from, besides the grocery store. So it was always amazing to me, everything that was there, because it was all new to me and different.
Do you have a small work, a small sample from the chapbook that you would care to share with us?
Sure. Since we're talking about the garden, when to pick carrots. At 11, I am old enough to be in charge of pulling spring onions and radishes. I choose which cucumber to pluck from the vine. I tug on carrots whose shoulders just peek above the soil line. I use a garden fork to sift the dirt, reveling in the magic of new potatoes. It is amazing to me that to grow potatoes, you must plant potatoes. The earth on my hand smells of summer and worms. I brush the excess dirt off the carrots, lay them in a row to dry outside. I wash my hands, then the vegetables, pinch off the green tops of the radishes, and slip them into an ice water bath. As for spring onions and cucumber, I slice, then dump them into vinegar and water, a quick pickle counterpart, crisp and sharp to my grandma's fried chicken, sizzling in lard. The potatoes are boiled and drenched in butter. After we eat, we sit outside in creaking metal chairs facing the garden, listening to the moths knock against the yellow porch light.
That is from The Geography of Kitchens, a chapbook of poetry by Amy Haddad. On Saturday, August 21st at 1 p.m. at the Bookworm, she will be there with her chapbook. Amy, thank you so much for sharing your poetry with us.
Thank you too, Mike.